Miss Erica, my name is Sissy Brittany. She began her first email to me. She continues telling me that her name is in honor of her idol, Britney Spears, and adds, I want to confess to you, share my perverted secrets with you. I want you to humiliate me. It seems Sissy Britt is working on her sissy coming out. How could I resist such a request? The answer is I couldn't, and I found myself talking with her before too long. You see, Sissy Brittany has been weak all of her life, and I found out how much so in our first call. I heard about a young and inexperienced, read that, 18-year-old Mark, with a hopeless crush on a gal. She lived on a street, and she knew how he felt about her. Uh-oh, I said to myself as he told me the story, his voice soft, a bit of a tremble as he spoke of this long-ago event. You see, reader, as you can well imagine, when a sexy young vixen knows she has power over such a weak young man, trouble is bound to occur. And trouble did happen for Virgin Mark. One day, she beckoned to him, in front of all of her friends, and as he got close, his heart beating in his chest, she gave him a hot French kiss. Poor Virgin Mark had no experience with girls, and for his crush to stick her tongue in his mouth was just too much, and Mark came instantly, all over himself, right then and right there, to the pealing laughter of everyone who witnessed. Mark still didn't do so well after that. 18 turned into 20, 21, 22. Blooming just wasn't in the cards for him. And as he aged, his perverted thoughts grew and grew. Fighting the urges, he experienced a typical struggle between what society deems abnormal or perverted and his desires. Why, oh why, did he crave to be a sissy? Giving in to his craving to be a sissy made him feel weak and pathetic, just like that time with her. And just like with that time with her, his small member would grow hard and aroused and wanting release when these feelings of humiliation rushed through his body. A vicious catch-22. Probably because of this, Mark finally broke his cherry at the age of 30. But something did happen over the years besides not blooming into a man. You see, Britt is coming out. And you can imagine it's a difficult thing. Coming to terms with her secret perverted desires. Wanting to pursue in real life what she's only dreamed about during most of her secret moments. Her ultimate dream would be to humiliate herself for and offer herself up to be used by a BBC master, confessing her secrets to me in sessions about her practice runs, if you will. With a large BBC dildo, she asked for help to have the courage to continue on her quest. She continues to entertain me with her antics over that BBC dildo. She actually named it, and I encourage her to share the name with all of you. No, Britt, I will not be doing all the humiliating around here. You have to offer yourself up, open yourself up, and be vulnerable, if that's what you truly desire. You want to be humiliated? Made to be feel weak and pathetic? This is your sissy coming out party. Go on. Tell the good people the name of your BBC dildo. Be who you are and tell us, who is Sissy Brittany? I applaud her for the forethought and attitude. After all, she only wants to offer the best sissy she can be for her future BBC master. Sissy Britt has had some very disappointing misfires when looking for said master. Probably people just effing with her. But things are looking up, and she's currently texting a possible BBC master, and reminding her and everyone about being safe when meetings and such go on. Since that first call, Sissy Britt and I have shared a lot. She encouraged me to write this blog to help compel her towards her ultimate goal, a sissy coming out, facing her desires and going for it, finding a BBC to serve of her very own. Sissy Britt has taken all of her tasks seriously. She's an extremely compliant sissy. I know any BBC master will be very pleased. Let us all welcome Sissy Britt on her sissy coming out. As a special gift, I made Britt a very special badge. She can use it however she likes. Maybe wallpaper on her computer? Or maybe as an email signature? Oh, I didn't tell you. All of her emails are written in pink. Mr. Serica, 1-800-601-6975.